Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon.
And a good evening, everybody, from Orrick, Missouri, where it is time for Missouri Class 1 quarterfinal round basketball. This is the game that sends you to the Final Four, to the state tournament down in Springfield next week on Friday for these two teams. The winner moves on to play next Friday, so we wish them well here tonight, and we'll see what shakes out in this ballgame and see who is able to advance to next Friday. Mountain City, it's been a long time, boys and girls, since the Panther boys have been to the state tournament back in 1980-81. Mountain City Panther boys went undefeated, won the state championship, and as I understand it, they have not been back to the Final Four since that time. So we are hoping this will be the year they can get back there to the Final Four down at Springfield next Friday. A win tonight would put them into the semifinal round a week from today at noon. Next Friday at noon, Mountain City would be in action at the state tournament at the Final Four in Springfield. So that is what's on the line for this game here today. Now, certainly it's been an interesting trip down here from Mountain City. It's probably right around 100 miles for me. If we're leaving Ball City, it's 135 miles down here, I think, right around there. And so Mountain City, right on the interstate, obviously a little bit closer, but the trip was not simple because they had a flat tire down around the Amazonia exit somewhere down there. And so they got here a little late, so that's why we are starting late. The game was supposed to tip off at 6, but instead it'll be here, another 10 minutes, around 6:20 or so. So that's not too bad. No harm done. They got a new bus sent down to them, and here they are, ready to play basketball here at the Missouri quarterfinals tonight, taking on the Orrick Bearcats. The Bearcats are here. They are the home team. It's a small gymnasium, but nice floor, nice facility, just not real big. What do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got 6 rows of bleachers. I think we got 6 rows on each side, and they're full length of the court. So I don't know what the capacity is. I think it's right around 200 for this game tonight here at Orrick. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the ball game and about this matchup after this on Sunny 101.3.
The Mountain City R2 school system is proud of the players that make up the Mountain City Panthers and their excellent sportsmanship. The administration, staff, and school board members swell with pride at all the accomplishments that every student from kindergarten through 12th grade bring to the fine Mountain City area. The students of Mountain City R2 also have a long list of academic achievements as well. Mountain City R2 school system, Panther pride.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season. C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
MC Auto and Truck Repair, family owned and operated with over 35 years of experience. Get your repairs done right with the ASC certified Master Tech experience and knowledge. MC Auto and Truck Repair in Mound City. Call Kurt, Blake, or DJ at 660-442-5600. If your vehicle is acting up, get it fixed and running right with MC Auto and Truck Repair, 208 Nebraska Street in Mound City. Call today, 660-442-5600. That's MC Auto and Truck Repair, 660-442-5600.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The score of any athletic event generally forgotten over time, but the actions of the players, the spectators, leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history is going to remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons that you are teaching today will help develop better citizens in our communities. For tomorrow, this message brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Sunny 101.3. Let's go to this ball game tonight with records of 27-1 for Mound City, 16-6 for the Oric Bearcats. Bearcats, they are 4-4 at home, while they went 8-0 on the road this year. Mound City's 10-0. At home, 8-0 record, no record at opposing teams. They had one neutral tournament loss this year. That was their only loss. Mound City averaging right at 76 points per game. And the Oric Bearcats averaging 55 a game. Mound City only allows 42 points a game, so that makes their winning margin on a nightly basis more than 32 points per game. And Oric giving up 46 points a game, so they're winning by about 8.5, 9 points per game on average. And if you look at all that, you add it all up, and you subtract it, you multiply it, divide it, and it's on paper. So therefore, it means absolutely nothing. All that matters tonight is what happens out here on this court. And we'll see who gets the win here tonight. Mound City on paper, a favorite. But that doesn't always mean that anything who's going to win the ball game tonight. Taking a look at the starters tonight for Coach Ben Thomason for the Oric Bearcats. He'll go with a 5'10" sophomore, Xander Stevenson. A 6-foot junior, Blake Buchanan. A 5'10" freshman, Jackson Miller. A 6'3" senior, Wilson. And a 6'4" senior, Dylan Comstock. So not bad size, 6'3" and 6'4" up front for the Bearcats. Comstock's a good-sized young man and looks like he could have some say inside tonight. For Mound City, Coach Ryan Osborne, his starting five tonight for the Panthers will include a 5'11" senior, Connor Durr, 6'5" senior, Landon Pop, averaging 16.2 points and 7.5 rebounds per contest. Gage Salisbury is a 6-foot senior, averaging 12.3 points per game for Mound City. Tony Osborne averages 27.3 per contest, nearly 4 rebounds a game. He is a 6'1" junior for the Panthers. And Will Young is a 6'3" senior, Will averaging around 3.5 points per game on the season, and he does a nice job on the defense. We will also expect to see Lane Zemble tonight, a 5'8" senior in the ball game. William Rother, I know we'll see him, 4.2 points and 5.1 rebounds a game for the 6'1" junior for Mound City, and after that, who knows who else will see Brendan Dubsley quite a bit in the sectional game on Monday night for the Panthers. So that's a look at the starting lineups we have here on hand in Oric tonight, and a rundown of the numbers. I also remind you, tomorrow on 71.3, state championship basketball, Nebraska girls state title game, the Ball City Sigurd Irish. We'll take on the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers, a matchup of number one versus number two in both the ratings and in the seedings at the Nebraska Girls D2 State Tournament. That'll be tomorrow afternoon. We'll tip it off at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska. Randy Gatula will have that action for you tomorrow afternoon here on Sunday. But first of all tonight, Mound City and Oric in the quarterfinal and a trip to the Final Four on the line here tonight at Oric, Missouri. So what we're going to do here, looks like we're going to start out with the national anthem, then the introduction. So we'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back in Oric on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you. Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And they are getting ready to do the introductions here. More than ever in today's society, you can serve as a role model for others. Good sports are the winners, and also they are preserving the sports tradition. Remember, be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message brought to you by the River State High School Activity Association and Sunny 101.3. Panthers are the road team tonight, obviously in Oregon, but that doesn't only matter what's postseason, but for tonight. Panthers will be the visitor and be dressed in the purple and yellow. Oregon is dressed in their home whites with yellow and black. Now, we were here a couple, 3 years ago for a state playoff football game. The Mountain City came down here on one of the coldest days of that year. And we're picked up the win then, so they're hoping to continue tonight with another win against Oregon Bearcats. Panthers are introducing one player for each team here. Mount City's got more people here than Oregon does. Yes. As I said, I think Mount City has more of a crowd here than Oric does, even though Oric's the home team for Mount City fans. They travel. They travel well. And we got the introduction to Jim. We are ready to go here at Oric, Missouri. Landon Papa will step it in for Mount City to start the tip-off here, start the ball game. 6'5" senior. Challenging him in the center circle. Looks like it's going to be Ethan Wilson, a 6'3" senior. And we're ready. Mount City, left to right, towards what I believe is the left bucket here in the first half tonight. Here's our tip. And Oric ends up winning the tip. They get it back towards the Blake Buchanan. Buchanan with the ball, gets the ball up the floor now to Xander Stevenson. Mount City in the man-to-man defense. The ball drives down. The hole kick it to the left corner. Comstock for three. Get it out, no good. Offensive rebound back to Comstock. They throw it. He shoots it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Salisbury from Mound City. They come the other way, and Pompa with the ball into the paint. Kicks it out to the right corner, back to Salisbury. Three ball right side around, no good. Rebound is tipped. It's picked up by Comstock. So now here come the Bearcats on the run, and they lost the ball out of bounds. Trying to get up there, Ethan Wilson couldn't get stopped in time, and he will be called for, or he won't be called, he's going to turn it over. Lost the ball out of bounds on the baseline. Salisbury to the front, now to the top with the basketball. William Young down in the corner, got loose. Papa picks it up. He'll fire it across the way. Now for Connor Durr. Now Papa for three, left side, short, no good. Rebound finds his way back to Papa. He'll pick it up, and now out to Tony Osborne. Osborne, two-pointer, short, no good. Rebound to Young. Back to Osborne. Dribble drive, baseline. Up, no good, short. Panther. Rebound grabbed by Ethan Wilson, so the Panthers total here for the first minute 20 of the ballgame on the offensive end. Comstock on the far end now. Dylan Wood goes underneath, and he got a foul. Osborne got in there, and he got his legs tangled up, but the man driving the ball. So Tony Osborne picks up the first foul of the ballgame, and that will put Blake Buchanan at the line to shoot a pair of free throws here. Buchanan ready, fires it up, and got it. He'll have another one here. So the lead starts off to the Bearcats at the 6:29 mark, 1-0. Here comes the second free throw up, and he's got to go. And now City will inbound it. Pop it to Osborne. No pressure at all. Osborne comes to the front court. He'll be picked up by Miller, who is 5'10". Stout young man. Out top, off the right side, heads to the hole, backs up, and he is fouled. Foul called on the Bearcats against Ethan Wilson. Put his fists together and kind of push Papa, trying to stop the drive. Now Salisbury will inbound from a very short between the basket and the wall down on that, and the other end, there's a stage. Now Salisbury with the ball to the corner, over the left side to Connor Durr. Skip it over the top, and it's Will Young with it. To Papa on the right side. Dribbles between the leg, back to the top. Salisbury fakes into the paint, pulls up out to the corner. Durr to Young, and out toss to Osborne. Now City will reset. Papa with the basketball. Cross court he goes, and a fake and a drive by Young underneath the Durr. And Durr back out to Osborne for a long three. It's up. It's short. No good. And Salisbury will tip the rebound to Papa. Papa drives under the bucket. Couldn't connect with it. Got it back. Osborne, 10-foot jumper. Nothing good. Mound City. Papa couldn't connect, but he kept it alive. And now Mound City with pressure defense. Osborne knocks it away. It's picked up and on the run. Wilson. Now he goes to Comstock, and into the backcourt he goes to Miller. Comstock dribble drive, pulls up, floater, no good. We're in a 2-2 tie at the moment. And on the run the other way, Durr for three, up, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Ethan Wilson. Here we come back the other way now. Comstock dribbling out top of the left hand. Started by Poppin. Pushes the ball down to the baseline to Buck Buchanan. Blake again, excuse me, not Buck. Down the lane, a drive. It's up, it's good, and a foul. Called on the Panthers here. Foul on Mound City. On who? Two's not playing. How about 12? All right, Salisbury. Call for the foul is Gage, team foul number two. The free throw is up. Free throw is no good. And it's picked up by Will Young. So we come up the other way now. And now it's Papa got his man in the air. He jumps at home. Maybe two around him on the left. And it was full takeoff for Lynn and Papa. So that's good. Mound City takes the lead 6-4. And now the ball comes in the backcourt. Comstock with all the stuff in Mount City. They hit that switch and off they go. Off the floor of the ball. Easton will be Miller. Miller guarded out there by Durr. Connor doing a good job cutting him off. And now we get the ball back to Dylan Comstock. Comstock with the pass. Left side Stevenson driving in on Salisbury. Hits the back, hits the side of the backcourt. Osborne comes down with the rebound. He gets it back. He'll fire for three off the mark. Rebound brought down by the Bearcats. Handled by Stevenson. Xander will give the ball up to the front court now. Hand the ball up forward on the left corner now to Buchanan. Buchanan right side and a drive. Going in, losing it, and a shot left behind by Will Young. Driving it in there that time, Ethan Wilson. Young got a hand on it for the backside. He will check out with Connor Durr into the ballgame for Mount City. William Rother, 6'1 junior. And Lane Zembles, I believe, checked in there. 5'8 senior. It was Lane. There he is. Finally turned around where I could see him. Here's a jumper from 15 feet. Up, no good. That time put up there by Miller. And another pop of rebound. He's got four already. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. 6-4, Mound City. Salisbury down the lane. Right hand, right side. Up and good. It's Salisbury with 2 points. It's 8-4, Mound City at the 250 mark of the first quarter. Out on the right side now, Stevenson with it. Comes cross court. Osborne just picked up his second foul. Running into the back of Blake Buchanan. So Tony's got two. And Ryan Osborne, head coach, and dad going to bring him out. Now it will be midcourt basketball for the Bearcats. Three team fouls so far on Mound City here. Ball into the backcourt to Comstock. Comstock working it up the floor. Off the right side to Miller. Miller driving with the left hand, pulls up Comstock. Into the paint, kicks it out to the left side to Nolan Worley, who just checked into the ball game. Down to the top between the circles to Ethan Wilson. Holding it, no count going on. Now he'll come off the right side to Stevenson. Stevenson holds it, looks right, looks left, spin into the lane. He goes, shot up, tough shot, and a rebound put back up and good. All by Ethan Wilson. He missed the shot. He got it back. Here's Young in the corner. Now to Zimbles. Back to Will for three on the mark. Get out. No good. Rebound picked up by Worley. Worley will give the ball to Stevenson. Stevenson coming up the floor. Mound City up by two. Away we go. And off balance through the traffic. Shot up. No good. Rolls off the rim. Offensive rebound put back up by Miller. No good. Ball swatted out of bounds on the rebound off of the Panthers. So the Bearcats did a pretty good job on the board here with Mound City. Inbound on the baseline. Wilson all the way out top to Miller. Miller off the right side. He goes with a pass to Worley. Worley hands it off now to the right wing to Wilson. Wilson holding, guarded by Young. They try to pick. He rolls the other way. Get the ball up to Miller again. Minute 20 to go in the first quarter. 8-6 Mound City. Bearcats looking for a tie or a lead here. Here's Comstock. Throws it into the middle. Up blocked again. Oh, you're not going to call a foul there. He did. Oh, my goodness. William Rother went up and blocked the shot cleanly upstairs. He must have got him with the body where we couldn't really see it. Rother with the foul, his first, team foul number four. And to the free throw line now will go Nolan Worley to shoot a pair. Free throw on the way up. He is going to rattle his way into the basket. And it's 8-7. Second free throw coming here. Worley gets ready, 1-for-1 for the 6-foot sophomore. Gets set up, and off the back, no good. And a rebound grabbed up by the Panthers by Rother. Rother to Papa, the 6'5" senior, playing the point over there. Now he'll drive right, pulls up, 16-footer off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Ethan Wilson. Wilson to the front court, 51 seconds to go. Off the right side, Jackson, or hold it. out by the volleyball line that goes across the court, and now he'll go cross court to Stevenson. Stevenson all the way back in midcourt. Comstock near, now back between the circles again. Pop and knocks it away. Comstock recovered it, pushes it over to a teammate. Left corner three ball is way strong, no good by Wilson. Comstock the rebound, back to Wilson for three again. Way strong again, Comstock again. Up, no, and a rebound brought down by Papa. But Comstock trying his best to keep it alive. Here's Salisbury, eight on the clock. Young fakes, drive, pulls up, no. Salisbury the rebound, out to Papa for three. On the rim, no. And that will end our first quarter. It's a tight one in Oryx. Mound City's Panther, eight. The Oryx Bearcats, seven. We're back in 1 minute on Sunday on 1.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Murr's Farm Equipment in Falls City has a full lineup of proven Bobcat equipment helping you power through the most challenging jobs and the toughest projects to get more done every day. Stop in to demo the latest in compact equipment. Our dedicated staff of factory-trained technicians are here to provide the regular service that keeps your equipment running strong. Murr's Farm Equipment in Falls City is proud to be your authorized Bobcat dealer.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, welcome back here to Oryx. Mound City basketball, 8-7 after one quarter. The Panthers lead. Osborne and his two fouls back in the ball game for the Panthers. Right side with it to Will Young. Will to Salisbury, free throw circle, dribbles into the left side, over to Papa. Landon looks back to Salisbury. Two of the seniors on this Panther team. Osborne, three ball. There you go. He ripped the nets on that one. And the Panthers out now 11-7, up by four. That matches their biggest lead of the ball game. Comstock takes the handoff on the right baseline or right sideline. Went to the baseline, tried to throw it back into the paint. The ball is stolen by William Roper, but William, when he made the steal, tried to dribble and he stepped out of bounds. He did nothing wrong. He was just so deep that time, he couldn't help it. Bounce pass in, stolen by Will Young on the bounce. Ahead to Osborne. Tony Osborne drives up. Good, that's goaltending. No? He called a foul, but he slapped the backboard. Apparently, they say I'm not going to fall over the shot, so a foul is going to be called here on Oryx. They don't have 14, they're 12. All right, foul is on Blake Buchanan, his first. Team foul number two. Osborne's free throw is up and good. I'm still old school. I think that ought to be goaltending when you slap that backboard. Osborne, 85% free throw shooter on the year. Hits them both. The Panthers up by six now. 7:15 to go. Full court pressure by Mound City in a little zone. A 1-2-2. And now the ball's out top. Papa got a piece of it, but it gets across the floor. Into the middle. After Comstock, three ball up. Way strong. Rebound ends up in the hands of Papa. Ahead to Osborne. Pulls up, two-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Comstock for the Bearcats. Now, Comstock picks up his dribble, comes cross-court to the near left side to Miller. Bearcats going right to left, and alley-oop, up, no good. Rebound to Roper. They hit underneath there to Buchanan. He missed the shot, and now up he goes to Young. Young with it back to the right side. Now Papa holding. Thinking about it, didn't take the three. Young fakes, he'll give it off Salisbury, 15-footer, got her. 2 points for Salisbury, making the lead is now 8 for Mound City. In the front court of the dribble, Jackson Miller over to the right side. Now to Stevenson, back to Miller. Miller in the left corner with the basketball. Now Buchanan dribbles out of there, throws cross court to Stevenson again. On the right side, into the middle, down the lane, Miller got between the defender. Lays it up and in. Well, you don't like to give up points in the middle like that, but he also saved a foul. Two players to the foul, and they kind of let him go that time. Now up the floor, it's Papa. Papa looking. waiting, dribbling, bounce pass to Osborne, driving, shooting, right side, scored again. Double figures of 11 now is Osborne, 5:35 to go here. In the first half, the Panthers are up by 8. To the front, Comstock, Coleman with a 6'4" senior, waiting, looking, backing up. Now, Wake just helped, and against the man-to-man, down to the right side, Miller has it, back down top, Stevenson. Stevenson looked, and Mount City overplaying the passing lane there. Passed to Comstock behind him, he made a nice catch on with his right hand. Now he goes to the right side to Wilson. Wilson back to the top to Comstock. Back to Wilson between the circles. Now they try to get down to Stevenson. He leans in and fires. And he took advantage of Osborne that time. Tony had to kind of fall away with the two fouls. And now he'll bring it up and now to Papa. 17-11 Mound City. 4:44 to go. Quarter number two. Young down the middle. Bounce pass. Salisbury lost it. Got it back. And Papa. Holy cow, that kick can jump up and down another jam for Landon Papa. Four in the game, the Panthers up by 8 again. He needs just a crease to go, and I mean, he just flies up the floor on the left side, right, looking left. Handing it off will be Stevenson. Stevenson back over to Comstock now. Comstock moving right. Salisbury jumped and tried to get the steal. Stevenson for a way downtown three, up no good. Papa, and the rebound will go off of Wilson. So Papa had it. Wilson knocks it out of bounds. Comstock is going to sit down now. Salisbury and Wilson will sit down for the Panthers now. Back into the ballgame. Let's see. Zimbles is in there. Connor Durr back in. Will Young, Papa, and Osborne. Osborne walking it up the floor. Moving to the right side, hands it off to Papa, back to Osborne, fakes the three, now dribbles up one spot, shoots, no, rebound brought down by Stevenson. Stevenson will give it off on the left side to Miller. He'll move across the floor, right to the front court now, and he goes down to the baseline with the pass there to Nolan Worley is back in. Give the ball to the top, Wilson looks back to Worley, pass across Stevenson down the lane. Shoot a shot, and he tried to pass it. It's out of bounds. Yeah. He went down there. He had two defenders. He tried to split him with a bounce pass, and he had a shot. Didn't take it. Sometimes that one pass too many costs you. Osborne quickly ahead to Durr down in the left corner. Three-pointer. Yeah! It's up and down from the left corner. Will Young with the first point tonight. Panthers up 22-11. Timeout called by the Bearcats. Back in Orange after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Introducing Element Resources, one of the leading battery recycling facilities in the country and has been a mainstay in Forest City, Missouri for 45 years. Element is hiring entry-level jobs starting at $19.05 per hour, day and night shift available with shift differential pay for nights and overtime with attendance bonuses. Come be a part of our team with competitive pay and great benefits. For more information, apply at ElementRELLC.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Mound City had a one-point lead after one quarter, 8-7. Since then, they've stretched that lead to 22-11, a 14-4 run right now here in this second period. Tony Osborne goes back to the bench for Mound City with his two fouls here with 3:10 to go in the half. Salisbury's in there again. Pretty smart play for Coach Ryan Osborne. I'll bet if we're in the court, he's coming back in though. Mound City showing full court pressure into the backcourt to Stevenson. Coming up the floor, gets around Zimble. He almost carried all the way to the hole. Up, no, Papa grabs another rebound. He's got 8 already. He'll bring it up the floor. Top of the key, stops, pops, 12-footer, no good, rebound, Zimble. Out to Papa, to Salisbury, triple up and off the back, no good. Long rebound, finds it way back to Papa, to the corner. Three ball for Will Young, up and down. This time he tried the right corner and made him from both sides now. 25-11, Mound City by 14. The pressure is on again. Up the floor, knocked away. Puts it ahead. It will be Turner up the floor on the right side, waiting for help. Salisbury gives it off. Zimbel's left side. Young Fake now moves in. 15-footer, no. And the rebound is grabbed up by Xander Stevenson. Zimbel is on him in the backcourt, giving him fits up the floor. Now finally to the front court. 2:05 to play in the first half. And a timeout called by Coach Ben Thomason. He is one unhappy camper at the moment. Mound City at 14, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, 25-11, Mound City up by 14 here in the first half. 2:05 to go now. The ball comes in backcourt to Jackson Miller. Miller guarded man-to-man. Now comes off the left side to Wilson. Wilson holds it. Back over to the middle to Stevenson. Miller, right side, dribble down, cuts in, throws it out. Stolen by Papa. Papa, bounce pass ahead. Too much time that time. Stolen away by Stevenson. Comstock up the floor. Out to the top. He goes back to Stevenson. Mound City defense gets back in a hurry. Comstock with it. Bounce pass down. Wilson back in on Salisbury. Comstock in and out. No good. Rebound number 10 for Papa. Ahead to Salisbury. Against three defenders. No. And Salisbury knocks the rebound away from Comstock. Out to Salisbury. Three ball. No good. Rebound Comstock. He'll give it to Wilson. He's going to wait. Said, slow this thing down. And Wilson comes off. He turned an ankle, I will bet you. He's going to come over here and get up on the bench. Trainers come over to check him out. Holding the top of his left foot. He's literally 5 feet away from me here. We're in the top row. He's in the front row. And he's 5 or 6 feet away. All right, with it, Miller up the floor. Now into the ballgame, Nolan Lurley again for the Bearcats. Miller pounding the ball out top. On him is Rother. He moved in. Now he finally gives up the ball off to Buchanan. Buchanan off and a foul on, probably on Papa. I didn't see it. I saw the Bearcat go flying to the floor. Landon Papa called for the foul. His first of the ball game. Team foul number 5. Only 2 so far on the Bearcats. The ball game. There's 48 seconds left here in the first half. So Miller will inbound the ball. Wilson up. Checking back into the ballgame for the Bearcats on the next break. Off the right side to Worley. Into the corner with the basketball. Stevenson on the right side. Drives left. Back to the baseline. Out top to Miller. 34 seconds. Miller down the right side. Throws it up high off the glass. And Young touched it last. Flying out of bounds and tried to save it. Couldn't catch it up to it that time. And it will remain with the Bearcats on their own end on the sideline, 20 feet up off the baseline, 28 seconds to go. Bring it into Miller. Miller off the right side. Ditter went for the steal, came up empty, and a drive and a miss on the layup. Rebound to Connor Durr. Durr to Salisbury with 15 seconds to go. Salisbury drilling. Now to Pop, Coach Ryan Osborne directing the orchestra from the sideline. Pop is backing up for three. Off the mark, no rebound. Tip won't go. After one half of play, it is the Mound City Panthers 25 and the Oric Bearcats 11. Mound City has scored the Bearcats in quarter number 2, 17-4. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We will return to Oric after this break on Sunny 101.3.
Nothing runs like a deer.
The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors, wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Falls City. They are seeking welding, machinist, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 888-220-5646 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at www.goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process, so when you're at the website, don't forget to get feed bins as well as corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thank you for your business.
CJ Foods and Lanny of Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska have joined together to form Alfea. They're a fast-growing company with multiple career opportunities available, with vision that includes significant production growth and new career opportunities in areas like packaging, maintenance, quality assurance, extrusion, warehousing, and shipping. Alfea offers full-time hours while working only 15 shifts a month. Alfea has opportunities available days and nights, with night shift receiving $3 an hour shift differential. If you're looking for a career with great potential for growth, visit the website alfea.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back here to Oric. It is halftime, and the Panthers lead the Bearcats 25-11. Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved because the school activities are all about learning life values. Your friends at Sunny 101.3 and the Missouri State High School Activity Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you will be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri. Our halftime scoring recast brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, CJ Kirtosh, Arm Connect in Auburn, Western Witt in Fall City. In the first half of the home team, the Oric Bearcats tonight, they are led by Ken with 4 points. Then it's two each for Xander Stevenson, Jackson Miller, and Ethan Wilson, and 1 point for Nolan Worley. 3 out of 5 at the free throw line in the first half for Oric. They have only committed 2 fouls in the ball game. For the Panthers tonight, scoring in the first half, Tony Osborne leads the way with 11 points despite a couple of early fouls. He set down the sum there in that second quarter and a little bit of the first quarter, but came in, scored 7 of 11 in the second quarter to get the Panthers out to a good lead here. 4 points each for Landon Papa, all four of his on a pair of dunks. And I mean, he hammered them home. Gage Salisbury has 4, and Will Young. He tried a 3 from the left corner, swished it. He came down. He tried a 3 from the right corner, and he knocked it home. 6 points for Will Young, and the Panthers lead it 25-11. Panthers 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Osborne, the only player in the ball game with 2 fouls at this point. Again, our scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, CJ Kirtosh, Arm Connect, Auburn, or Weston Witt in Falls City. 25-11 is the score at halftime. We'll take another 2-minute break. We'll check in with the weather. Be back here on Sunny 101.3.
The Mound City R2 school system is proud of the players that make up the Mound City Panthers and their excellent sportsmanship. The administration, staff, and school board members swell with pride at all the accomplishments that every student from kindergarten through 12th grade bring to the fine Mound City area. The students of Mound City R2 also have a long list of academic achievements as well. Mound City R2 school system, Panther pride.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season. Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you. C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3 weather. I'm meteorologist Derek Dahlman with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear skies are expected across the region tonight with a low dropping to around 33. On Saturday, we'll have a high temperature climbing up to around 63 degrees under plenty of sun, and then for your Saturday night, remaining clear with a low near 39. On Sunday, as we finish off the weekend, we'll see nothing but sunshine across the region. Highs top off in the upper 60s to near 70 with breezy south-southwest winds at around 10 to 20, gusting at times up to 30 miles per hour. On Sunday night, remaining clear, close around 44 with sunshine for the new work week on Monday and a high temperature back at around 69. On Monday night, we'll see increasing cloud cover, lows bottom off to around 49 degrees with sunshine returning for your Tuesday and a high near 71. I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Dahlman on Sunny 101.3.
MC Auto and Truck Repair, family owned and operated with over 35 years of experience. Get your repairs done right with the ASC certified Master Tech experience and knowledge. MC Auto and Truck Repair in Mound City. Call Kurt, Blake, or DJ at 660-442-5600. If your vehicle is acting up, get it fixed and running right with MC Auto and Truck Repair. 208 Nebraska Street in Mound City. Call today, 660-442-5600. That's MC Auto and Truck Repair, 660-442-5600.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we're back and ready to go. They took the last minute off the clock here at halftime, as we do a lot in Missouri now. So, here we go. It's Oreck basketball. The Bearcats have a hill to climb, down by 14 to the Mound City Panthers, number two-ranked team in the state of Missouri in Class 1 basketball, trying to get to the Final Four and prove they're number one. Comstock down the lane, took advantage of everybody, and right down the lane he goes for his first 2 points of tonight's ball game. 25-13 the score. Off to Osborne, right side into Papa. Tried to steal it, that didn't work. He turns, he fires on the right side, off the backboard, into net, and he got fouled on the way up. The official comes this way and says the foul will go on Dylan Comstock, his first foul of the ball game, team foul number 1.5. Papa now with 6 points in the game, looking for number 7. Mound City's third free throw of the night. Up and good, they have made them all so far. 27-13, Mound City. Coming up the floor, we go. On the right side, Stevenson with it. It's to Miller. Miller drilling out top against the man-to-man defense, attacking the middle. Wild shot off the glass. No, a tip in, no good. Another rebound by Papa, and his pass taken away by Wilson for the Bearcats. Right side to Stevenson. Stevenson to Comstock. Pulls up, forces a three off the mark. No. Papa will tip it to Salisbury. We'll give that one to Gage. And now up the floor, Osborne moving to the left side. Stops, fall away, jumper. Nothing but the bottom of the hole. 13 for Osborne. It looks like the Bearcats wanted to come out here and attack the middle of Mound City. See if they could force something in that middle. Here comes Miller down the lane. All the way to the hole. He missed the layup. Osborne kind of let him go because he has the two fouls. Now it's Papa right side, and it's Young. Three ball. It's top, it's down for the wing. He has three triples in the ball game, and the lead now, biggest of the game at 20. Steal by Durer ahead to Salisbury. Back to Osborne. Pulls up three ball. Up and down again. Time out. It got away in a hurry here to start the second half from the Bearcats. 36-13, Mound City. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
36-13, Mound City with the lead. You're listening to Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Falls City and Mound City. It's Missouri quarterfinal round, boys basketball, the winner. The Springfield next Friday at noon in the state final four, the semifinals. Mound City in the first minute 34 of the third runs off an 11-2 scoring spree here. Making a play. Here's a steal ahead to Papa off the left side, left hand up and good. He's got 9. Brendan Tubbs with the steal. He just checked into the ball game. 2 minutes gone by in the third. The lead is 25 for the Panthers. 38-13. It was 14 at halftime. Off the right side now with it. Blake Buchanan. And we've got a Panther foul on Brendan Tubbs. Well, that guy's money's worth. Certainly got... earned every bit of that foul. One of the Bearcats just went flying on the seat of their pants. So now it'll be Bearcat basketball right in front of their bench. And they've handed Wilson the ball. He's waiting for somebody to move, and now he gets it in there to Blake Buchanan. On down on the left side to Miller. Miller to Comstock, out top, the senior, looking, lobs it underneath, and they're making the steal. Will Young. Ahead to Osborne on the right side. He goes off now with the pass to Zimbles. Lane back to Osborne. Pump step fake. Oh, man. Literally on the sideline, a foot inbounds on the right side, and he just, oh, man, what a shot. Three-pointer again. He's got 19 now, averaging 27 on the year. Down the lane, up, a nice up and under move, and a drive, and a two-pointer for Stevenson. It's now 41-15. Panthers were up there momentarily by 27. Now, balls run again for three. This time, the left side of the circle. About 3 feet behind it. Drained another steal by Ponca around a defender. Up he goes and fouled, knocked to the floor by Wilson. Good sportsmanship picking him up. And that will put Landon Papa at the line. He's already got five here in the third quarter. Auburn here in the third quarter has 11 points already. We play less than 4 minutes of the period. The foul will go on Wilson. Ethan picks up his second. Papa's free throw up and goes. He's got one. That gives him 10 in the ball game. William Roper in for Will Young, standing for the Panthers tonight. Zembles out of the ball game. Checking in on the next break will be Gavin Summers. If Papa makes the free throw, Landon will get a break here. With 4:37 to go in quarter number three, 45-15. The lead is 31. Made that one too. Panthers up 31 points with 4:37 to go. Papa's got 11. Auburn's got 22. 9 for Will Young. Timeout on the floor. Call to the Panthers. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back on Sunday at 1:3.
You never stop pushing to do more. And new R2 Series excavators from Bobcat don't stop either. From outstanding performance to the incredible versatility. New R2 Series excavators are designed to push your productivity to the next level. They're loaded with enhanced features for added precision to work more efficiently and comfort features to make tough jobs easier. Stop into Merz Farm Equipment in Falls City to see the next revolution from Bobcat.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, 46-15. Mount City puts a little pressure on, and Torek Ealing gets up the floor. With it will be Xander Stevenson. Stevenson cross-court to Miller. Nearly had it knocked, but now it's a steal ahead to Osborne, and he'll lay it up over the front. He's got 24 now. That steal made by Brendan Tubbs, and now off the floor. Mount City, here's a steal by Osborne. Left side, driving it up. Fakes the three, drives in, left hand layup, up and good. 26 for Auburn. 17 here in the third quarter. We're halfway through. Another timeout on the inbound by Oric. This one is getting away from them in a hurry now. 50-15 Mountain City. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Introducing Element Resources, one of the leading battery recycling facilities in the country and has been a mainstay in Forest City, Missouri for 45 years. Element is hiring entry-level jobs starting at $19.05 per hour. Day and night shift available with shift differential pay for nights and overtime with attendance bonuses. Come be a part of our team with competitive pay and great benefits. For more information, apply at ElementRELLC.com.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Oric, Missouri, 50-15 in the Class 1 district in the. There's Oliver with a steal. Oliver, oh, he missed one. Holy cow. New headline, Tony Oliver missed a three. Here is a three-pointer back up, no good by Gavin Summers after the Panther rebound. So Oliver had back-to-back steals there. And now driving down the lane, and Salisbury reaches in from behind and blocks the ball. They try to get ready to scoop it up. Oliver will sit down, replaced by Connor Gurr. Also, Brendan Tubbs going out, replaced by Landon Papa. So Oric will inbound from the baseline with 3:32 to go. Now, finally in, all the way out near midcourt, Xander Stevenson. Here's Comstock for three, and he got it on the right side. Over Papa. Comstock with his second hoop of the game has 5 points now. Salisbury leaves the ball back to William Rother. He comes cross-court to Salisbury, and they miss connection that time. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. All right, inbounding. Ethan Wilson into Comstock. Moving the ball up the floor on the left side. Hands it off there to Jackson Miller. Miller to the right side to his teammate. And now in stolen. It's away by Gavin Summers. He'll give it to Papa. He'll throw it ahead. Salisbury, three ball, left side, too strong. Miller, the rebound on the weak side. Miller will bring it up the floor himself. Now pass forward to Comstock. Fakes, drives, throws it into the middle to Wilson, and it's blocked out of there by Ruther. Now ahead, Papa to Salisbury, and the ball stolen away from Salisbury. And now a baseball pass up the floor, and a layup good by Ethan Wilson. You can see this seems pretty darn good for Oregon. Mount City just all of a sudden caught fire. They're up by 30. That's down from a 35-point lead. And now Papa will fly in from the right wing, and he'll finger roll one in. 13 now for Papa. 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 here in the third quarter. Now up the floor, driving Comstock. Fakes the pass, dishes, shoots it, misses it. Papa, another rebound. Outlet, here to steal. And a takeaway by Ruther and a layup up. No, but a follow. And I'm going to count that first one. Yeah, good call. Goaltending, I agree. So Ruther is going to get that bucket. As they went up and they hit the backboard. And so William Ruther gets the two. And now it's 54-20. Mound City leading 157 to go in the third. Comstock coming up the floor. We're getting more players off the Mound City bench here. Now we've got an Oregon player that went to the floor, skinned a knee, and it's got blood showing, so Miller's going to have to come out. He'll be replaced by Nolan Worley. Oregon has only went six deep. Mound City so far, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players have been in so far for Mound City that I've kept track of here. And they're getting ready to put in some more. Here, Papa left of the seal, came up empty. Comstock, three ball up, no good. Rebound, Oliver came back in on that break. Pushes ahead to Papa. Thinking about it, didn't. Now he'll drive from the side. He'll go in baseline, no. Rebound, scramble for it, picked up by Worley. Worley will bring the ball up. I don't know if he may have taken a three-pointer early in the ball game. Has not made one yet tonight. Wilson down the lane, fires it up, short, tips it. Rebound brought away out of there by Will Young. Now Osborne back to the left side with the pass. Three-pointer up, no good by Connor Durr. That time Tony Osborne was wide over. He said, no, here. He said, you take it and try it. Ball knocked away out top by Young and Wilson. Catches up with a loose ball and lays it off the glass for two. 54-22 at the other end. Young faked the three. He'll give to Osborne. He doesn't fake him usually. Missed that one. Rebound out of bounds. Durr knocked it back in there. Connor with a good play. Knocked it off of a Bearcat who tipped it off of a referee who was out of bounds. And it's going to be Panther ball. Everybody in a corner of the lane for Mound City. Salisbury trigger. He'll look. He'll lob it out top to Young, fakes the three from the top, moves in, the defense comes to him, and he got fouled. Foul will be on Xander Stevenson, his first. Team foul number three, Mound City, has been called for one foul here in this third quarter. Will Young at the line, free throw on the way up, and no, falls off the flat iron on the back. He'll get one more. A Mound City win puts them in the semifinal of the Final Four next Friday at noon. Free throw up and good. In double figures with 10 now. Coming off the floor, Ethan Wilson. Wilson trying down the lane, throws it off the glass. Nice play all the way to the hole. Six of his eight here in the third quarter. 55-24. Mound City by 31. Oliver drilling out at the midcourt stripe. Just now moving up, nine on the clock, and down the lane he goes with a finger roll off the glass, up and good, 28 for Osborne. And the inbound, they went for the long one, and they threw it off the backboard. Oh, my, 2.1 seconds left. Osborne will inbound it. I bet he comes in here and goes right. They go right back to him. They come to pop it right back to him. Three ball corner up and no. Hit the rim when it wouldn't go in. Mound City leading 57-24. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors. Wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, Salisbury will inbound backcourt to Papa. Salisbury, actually that was opposite way. Papa into Salisbury. Now to Gage in the corner. Up, no good. Rebound coming out. Long tip back out there to Connor Gurr. He'll give to Osborne. He'll drive. He'll pull up. He'll shoot from 10. No good. Rebound grabbed by Ethan Wilson. We have a running clock. We should have. Wilson down the lane. Blocked by Papa. He comes down with the ball. He runs ahead with it on the right side all the way through traffic, and they call an offensive foul. Miller gets set there. Papa had a choice, take it to the hole or whip it to the corner for Oliver. He decided to keep on going, and now it will be a foul on Papa, and that will be Landon's second of the ballgame. Second foul of the half on Mound City. Off the floor, Comstock to the corner, back out top to Stevenson on the right side. Into the middle, Miller intercepted the pass, intended for Wilson. Wilson in the lane, right hand up, no rebound. Wilson up, and I think Papa just picked up another one. Here comes the official. And it is Landon Papa now with three fouls, two here in the quarter, and the line will be Ethan Wilson. 8 points in the game. No free throw attempts yet. Ready. The first one is up and off the back. No good. And here comes the whole bunch. Yeah, we've got a running clock while we're shooting free throws. The clock is running, so the white flag has been hoisted down by Warwick. Into the game now comes Zachary Riddle, a 6'1 senior. Also checking in there, David Brown, a 5'10 senior. And I'm missing one. Bishop Grimm, a 5'8 senior, in for Warwick. Wilson, free throw up for the senior. No, Papa with another rebound. I've got him now for 14 rebounds on the night. Here comes a whole another bunch of players from Mound City. Papa down the lane. Ball knocked loose. Wilson with the takeaway. And Wilson will hammer one home. Good for him. What a nice game. That gives him 10 points. Here's a three-pointer from the side. No good by the Panthers, by Will Young. And a long pass up the floor, stolen away by Papa. But he lost it on the dribble. Picked up, and they throw it in. And it's blocked by Will Young. The shot is put up there by Grimm. In the backcourt now, it's Durr. Connor up the floor, left side. And here comes Papa. Finger roll, right side, left hand. Up and good. Was it before the shot or not? Did the shot, they count the shot? It did? I don't know. Okay. But two more for Papa. He'll finish with 15. Let's see. 28, 32, 47, 49, and 10 is 59. Yep, they counted it. To the front, Comstock. Drive into the paint. Up, no good. Rebound brought down. And there's a mugging. William Rother with the rebound for the Panthers. He will be fouled by Comstock, who is checking out of his last game at home. Mound City, let's see who's in here now. We've got Rother in the ball game. Also in is William Heck, a 5'9 junior. Wayne Zimbels remains in there. Also back in, Gavin Summers in the contest, and Brendan Tubbs back in the ballgame for Mound City. So the seniors that started sit down for the Bearcats. Wilson finishes with 10, Comstock's at 5. Now up the floor with it, Wayne Zimbels over the right side to Brendan Tubbs. Back to Zimbels, 4:07 to go. On the right side, Summers with it, Zimbels back to the top of the key, Hex. Back over it goes to Zimbels, right side, and a three-pointer on the way up. Well too strong that time by Summers. Rebound brought down by the Panthers, and Ruther got poked in the eye for his trouble and lost the ball when he made a pass. So William can only see out of one eye at the moment. It didn't hurt him too bad. He was walking it off, but it will be a foul at the other end here on Mound City on William Heck. Team foul number 4. Inbounding the ball now, Jonathan Harris. He is a 5'9 freshman. Gets the ball in there to Bishop Grimm. And Grimm's pass to the side, knocked away from Harris, out of bounds, off the hand of Brendan Tubbs for Mound City. Next Friday, 12 o'clock, we'll have it for you on Sunny 101.3, Mound City in the semifinals. Long three ball up, no good by David Brown. Rebound to Summers. Gavin gets it up the floor and now work it around. Over to Summers again on the left wing and back out top to Zimbels. His pass is tipped away, backcourt, and he picks it back up, chases it down, and then he will be fouled by Jonathan Harris. That's all right. You're a freshman. Get in there and be aggressive. 2:40 left in this ballgame with the clock running here in the fourth quarter in Missouri. 30-point lead in the fourth quarter. The clock runs continuously. Zimbels to the front. Gets a pick by Rother down to Summers. He'll fire it across the floor. Tubbs fakes a three, drives in, floats it up. No whistle. Had a foul. We'll put it at the line to shoot two. And that's going to take most of the final 2 minutes off our clock here. Mount City's got 5 more players coming in. Thanks, Coach. I'll visit with him about that after the ball game. Free throw up. No good for Brendan. All right. Into the game. Gavin Salisbury coming in here for Mound City, a 5'11 sophomore. Quentin Brandon coming in, a 5'9 sophomore. Also checking in, Chase Summers, a 6'3 sophomore. Free throw no good, and let's see. I'm missing one. Trevor Tubbs, 5'11 sophomore. And we've got a foul on Brendan Tubbs, who I think might have done that intentionally to get one more player in there. That is Keaton Zimbels, a 5'10 freshman from Mound City. There's nobody left on the Mound City bench. If I get down there, they might put me in. Minute 15 to go. David Brown driving around, not losing the ball, stolen away. Ahead up the floor, it's picked up, and a layup inside. Good for Trevor Tubbs. 61-26, Mound City. Everything done with the cherry on top right now. Down the lane, scoop shot. Good by Black Riddle. 61-28, 48 seconds to go. Handling the ball up the floor. Keaton Zimbels out for a three-pointer. Short, no good by Quentin Brandon. And inside, the rebound is grabbed up by Trevor Tubbs, and we got a foul on Trevor. Apparently, the referee thought he'd jump back into the pile there. That's team foul number 6. There's only 25 seconds to go. Inbounding the ball will be the Bearcats up the left side. Driving with it, David Brown for 3. Off the mark, no good. Follow up, no good by Hunter Spear. Rebound to Tubbs. Trevor will dribble it up the floor, and your final score. Oh, wait a minute, it's Steele. And a drive in for a layup is good. Two more for Jonathan Harris. Final 61-30. Mound City with the win for the first time since 1981. The Panthers are headed to the Final Four to try to win a state championship. We'll be back and wrap it up in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
a world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agriculture, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Falls City. They are seeking welding, machinists, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 888-220-5646 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at www.goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process, so when you're at the website, don't forget to get feed bins as well as corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thank you for your business.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back here to Oreck, Missouri, and we've been able to grab Coach Ryan Osborne. Coach, congratulations. This 61-30, kids are used to winning big. It wasn't a great start. 8-7 after one quarter, and I don't know, there's a switch that gets flipped with your basketball team, and it's all of a sudden, it's instant offense, and you just never know how long that ride is going to last, do you?
No, I went before the game. I told him, I said, I don't want it to be 9-8 at the end of the first quarter, so I pretty much had that score pegged. But at halftime, I said, we're about ready to go on a big run. I said, I call it the Mount City Run. And I said, in the third quarter, I think we can blow them out right here. And we came out, and defensively, it's all about the defense. Their two best players, their two leading scorers had 2 points combined at halftime.
Yeah.
So I knew that we were really frustrating them. So just the big run at the beginning of the third quarter.
Yeah, 32-point third quarter with a minute, I don't know what it was, a minute 34, like 11-2 run the first minute and a half of this third quarter. And that's only the first 2 or 3 minutes of the third quarter, the second half. Doesn't seem to matter what sport it is, it's just tremendous. Landon Papa, 15 points. I had him for 14 rebounds tonight.
Landon is, I've said this before, but he is a once-in-a-generation athlete. So you're not going to go to very many gyms, no matter the class size, and see a Landon Papa in the gym. I think he's playing his best basketball of the year. He's a great defender, and if he can get rebounds like that, that just leads to easier baskets on the other end for us because, we're trying to run. So, but I'm really proud of Landon.
There's another young man by the name of Osborne. He seemed to have, he had 17 points in the third quarter. You set him for part of it.
Well, he's got to be smarter. I told him before the game, I said, you and Landon cannot be in foul trouble. And I think both of his fouls, in my opinion, and I told him this maybe 15 times, I said they were both stupid. So stupid fouls, it's going to wind up on the bench. But I had a feeling in the third quarter that he teed up and whatever he scored there, they were all big.
28 in the game, a whole bunch third quarter. Coach Corey Milestone has been since 80-81, the Mount City Bulls have been in the Final Four. These kids, I know they were so disappointed last year and the year before, but last year was a heartbreaker, and man, it's going to be a great week at Mount City High, isn't it?
I can't tell you how excited I am for our community. I told the kids in the locker room, I said, there hasn't been a day on Mount City Main Street since 1981 that team has not been talked about, and I'm just glad we can bring it back a Final Four for the community. I think that a lot of them are at watch party. They're listening on the radio right now. So for all the Mount City faithful, this is for you.
Hey, this is just an incredible group of kids to watch play basketball. And it's not just Tony and Landon. I mean, Will Young steps up, 10 points, 3 triples in the ball game. I mean, there's talent on this team. And you can't even get all the talent in the game sometimes, can you?
No, our bench is deep, and I think that's why we can, in the third quarter, we can run teams out of the gym just with our depth. But you talk about Will Young. I've been coaching Will Young since he was in third grade, and I've just seen the maturity of him as a player, and I knew he could be a scorer, but he is our best defender. I mean, he's out there guarding the guy, their leading scorer night in and night out, so I'm super proud of Will, and I expect big things from him the rest of the year here.
Coach, most nights when I see, I'll talk Nebraska, district final to get to the state tournament, they're cutting down nets, they're taking team pictures. They're not doing that here tonight. These kids have a bigger goal. They're just kind of ignoring that.
I know I have a bigger goal, so I think that we're focused. I told them before the game, I said, hey, Connor Durr, practice is going to be at 3:30 on Monday, so make sure you're ready to go. So Connor's like the jokester of the team, but he because I'll be ready to go. So, well, we're focused on the main goal. Coach, congratulations. I think there's a whole bunch of people out here who probably want to bend your ear for a while, so I'll go let you visit with them and enjoy it and start the preparations for next week. I want to thank you guys for all that you do, bringing all local sports to the three-state area. It's amazing, so I thank you guys.
Well, thanks a lot, and we're looking forward. Now I got to go see if I can find some room in Springfield for next week.
I think you can find some room.
Good to take it a week. Coach, congratulations. Thanks a lot for visiting with us, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
That is Mound City Coach Ryan Osborne, and congratulations to him and the Panthers. What a terrific ball game. Like I said, it was 8-7 after one quarter, and after that, Mound City led 25-11 at halftime and then exploded with a 32-13 third quarter to put the game out of reach. They only scored 4 points in the fourth quarter, but every player they had in the game or in the bench played in that fourth quarter. Our story and recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. See Jake or Tosh Arm connecting Auburn or Western Witten Falls City. Leading the way for Oric tonight, one player in double figures, Ethan Wilson with 10. He had all but two of those in the second half. It is Jonathan Harris with 2. Xander Stevenson with 4. 2 for Zachary Riddle. Blake Buchanan had 4. 2 for Jackson Miller. 1 for Nolan Worley and 5 for Dylan Comstock. For the Panthers tonight, leading the way, Tony Osborne, 28 points in the ball game without scoring in the fourth quarter. Didn't hardly play in the fourth quarter. 15 points, 14 rebounds unofficially for Landon Poppin tonight for Mound City. 10 points for Will Young, including 3 triples in the ball game. It is 2 points for William Rother, 4 for Gage Salisbury, 2 for Trevor Tubbs, and the Panthers win it. Final score, 61-30. They're now 28-1 on the year. Oric finishes 16-7. Mound City heads to the Final Four for the first time in, what is that, 40 years. Holy cow. 81 was the last time. This is 21. Been a long time. We'll see if they can go win another title. Next Friday afternoon, 12 o'clock, we'll have the game for you on Sunny 101.3. Don't forget, tomorrow, state championship basketball in Nebraska. The Nebraska girls class D2 state championship will be played tomorrow afternoon at 3:45 at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'll be there along with Randy Gatula. Bring you all the action tomorrow. Sacred Heart, the number 2 ranked team in the state and the number 2 seed in the state, taking on number 1 ranked, number 1 seed Humphrey St. Francis. That is tomorrow, 3:45 tip time. We'll be on the air about 15 minutes prior to that on Sunny 101.3. So, for our studio engineer, Scott Cox, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody, from Oric, Missouri, where the Mound City Panthers are just qualified for the Final Four in Springfield next Friday afternoon. Good night, everybody.